Welcome to my podcast. My name is Fred Sharpstein, and we'll be talking about issues related to technology education.
Hi, today's January 18th, and I'm here with Alexis. Alexis is a student at USA Schools, and we're going to talk a little bit about how the elementary building uses the technology to help student learning. Do you guys use Success Maker in the computer lab?
Yes.
And how often do you go to the computer lab during a week? About?
About 2 days each week.
2 days each week, and about how long are you in there?
Like a half an hour.
Okay. Do you think that's enough time to help reinforce the things you're learning in class, or do you think that more time would be better?
Probably more time would be better.
Is it, while you're in there, is that too long of a time, 30 minutes at a time, or do you get bored, or is that about right?
It's about right.
So how does the Success Maker program kind of work? Would you explain that to us?
There's like a whole bunch of things, and...
Like English, math, science, what different areas are there?
Like, there's like math corner, yeah, there's science, there's reading, and other things.
Okay. And so then you go into the program that you're supposed to be working on. Does the teacher tell you which program she wants you to work on, or do you get to choose?
Well, it depends, like, how good we are at first. And so, like, and sometimes it doesn't depend. And we either do reading or math or both.
And then after you're done doing your lesson, what do you do?
Free time.
And so if once you get your lesson completed, then you can do what you'd like to do.
Yeah.
Do you think that program helps you reinforce what you've learned in the classroom?
Kind of.
Or do you think that it doesn't help you at all?
It kind of does.
In what way?
By like doing the math problems.
And then it reinforces, does it give you instant feedback whether you got the questions right or wrong?
Yes.
And how does it do that?
Well, no, it, there's like this little ribbon thing, and you click it, and then it'll tell you how many you got wrong.
After you answer each question, does it give you feedback? Like, do balloons go up or anything? Or
no.
Nope. So not till the end of the questions, and then it tells you how many you got right or wrong.
Yeah, but then...
Does it go back over the questions you got wrong, or how do you know which ones you got wrong?
Well, you don't really know which questions you get wrong, but, like, it'll just tell you how many you got wrong.
So how would you know which ones you got wrong or you don't?
You don't.
Okay.
Well, it will like put, like it will not show any, a little ribbon on the corner. Or if you got it right, it'll show like a golden ribbon. And if you like guess the first time and get it wrong, and guess the second time and you get it right, it will have like the shape of it and then clear it up.
So then after each question, there is some feedback on how you did on that particular question.
Yeah.
So you can,
and it will show you the answer.
Okay. Is there anything else that you like to do in school as it relates to technology that reinforces your learning?
Compass learning.
And what's compass learning?
It is a thing you have to put, like, for the password you put in your lunch number, and then your username. And there's, like, a whole bunch, like, science, reading, math.
So pretty much the core academic areas.
Yeah, and like English and stuff like that.
Okay. And it also is a program that reinforces what you've learned, gives you questions, and then feedback on how you've done. And you enjoy doing that.
Well, it will read stuff, and then it will like give you the questions after.
So of the two programs, Success Maker and Compass Learning, which one do you like better?
Compass Learning.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts on education. Again, the student's perspective can really help us to understand what affects students and what engages them in learning. So I think it's very important that we listen to what they have to say and get more feedback from them. And I think that's one of the keys to becoming more successful, is engaging students with learning and an internal motivation.
That will do it for today's podcast. And remember, at times things seem tough. No funding, no time, and greater challenges than ever. But as the Patriot Fight Song says, fight on, Patriots, fight on till the end. Fight on, you Patriots, stay in there and you'll win.